The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He came to Jesus at night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you are doing unless God is with him." Jesus answered and said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born from above, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man once grown be born again? Surely he cannot re-enter his mother's womb and be born again, can he?" Jesus answered, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of flesh is flesh, and what is born of spirit is spirit. Do not be amazed that I told you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it wills, and you can hear the sound it makes, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord.
Okay, well, once again, good morning, brothers and sisters, and welcome back to our little rectory chapel. Okay, so for the next few days, we're going to hear in the Gospels a dialogue between Jesus and a man named Nicodemus, okay? Nicodemus is a powerful man, he's a wealthy man, influential Pharisee. And unlike so many of the conversations that Jesus has with Pharisees and other places in the gospel, this conversation with Nicodemus is not a fight, okay? It's a dialogue. And you want to listen up as you hear this dialogue with Nicodemus, and try, if you can, to put yourself in the place of Nicodemus, okay? Because this dialogue brings up some of the most important points that we all face as we try to convert our hearts from self to God, okay? So the first thing that you hear in the dialogue with Nicodemus is Nicodemus is excessively concerned with what other people think of him. He's concerned with his reputation. Like I said, he's a powerful man, wealthy man, he's a rabbi, he's a member of the Sanhedrin. He's one of the most important people in all of Israel. And he doesn't want to come too close to Jesus because the kind of people who are following Jesus are not his sort of people. They're from a different strata of society. They're simple. They're uneducated, they're from the margins of society, and, you know, he doesn't want anyone to think that he is one of them. That's why Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the dead of night. This is one of the most important lessons that we need to learn. Do you realize the devil holds so many people, either in sin or in spiritual mediocrity, because they're so concerned with what other people think. The spiritual leaps and bounds that we could make if only we just didn't care what anybody else thinks. And by that, I don't mean to, you know, to be like a cynic who's like, "Oh, I don't care what people think of me," because it's a funny irony. People who have that kind of cynical demeanor, they take pride in not caring what other people think of them, which means that they actually care very much what other people think of them. The essence of this conflict, this spiritual conflict, is a movement from what's essentially a self-centered concern to being other-centered. And you could say that's the summary of the whole spiritual life. It's moving from being self-concerned to being concerned with God and with others. That's the first thing Nicodemus teaches us by his example. Here's the second. Nicodemus wants to be in control. Nicodemus comes to Jesus like he's just a teacher. and that Jesus is going to share with him a couple of pearls of spiritual wisdom to help him as he continues his ongoing self-improvement project. But here's the trouble. Jesus is not playing along, because Jesus isn't a teacher. He is a teacher, but he's so much more. He's first and foremost a savior who does for us something that we could never do for ourselves any more than we can cause ourselves to be born. You know, the one thing that Nicodemus doesn't want to do is the one thing that we all need to learn. That is, namely, to surrender. That's the whole of the spiritual work. The fight of the spiritual life is a fight to surrender. We tend to think sometimes of all of our prayers and all of our good works and all of our repentance as being like this little project. Almost like we're straining to climb some great mountain, when the truth of the matter is, it's not so much like climbing a mountain. It's more like trying to catch a chairlift. It's more like allowing God to do to us what he wants to unfold according to his plan. Surrender is one of the most important things that we learn, and it's something that Nicodemus shows us. So listen up as you hear this story of Nicodemus over the next couple of days, and remember that holiness is received, not achieved. And the very best place to learn to receive what God wants to give you is just exactly where you are. Amen.